In Deuteronomy, we read, "For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he." We'll begin our worship by singing hymn 381 and stanzas 1 and 4 only, and we'll stand together as we sing. Our God in heaven, we praise you that we can gather in this place again tonight. We love this sanctuary and what it means to us as an Ebenezer to us, a reminder of your faithfulness and the love of the body. And we pray as being set apart from the world, obviously, Father, spiritually, that you've made us a body, you've made us a building. And you're building us up. But even physically, Father, to be set apart tonight, away from the world, away from even the TV and our couches and such, and to be here with you in worship. So we ask you to help us learn tonight even how to pray, that we might come boldly and with humility. Because we have a great high priest who has gone before us. And we pray that we might love you now. We pray that at the end of the hour we would love you even more. And we pray when we wake up tomorrow we'll love you more than we do tonight. Please do this work in our hearts. Meet with us now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated and we'll continue to worship. 359, this is again more in line with All Saints Sunday as well, sort of connecting with the morning worship. Blessed be the tie that binds, and the children will be dismissed for their classes. Well, if you are not here this morning, then you're probably very confused about the liturgy and what's going on tonight. We plan our steps, is that how it is? And God directs our paths. So we've had to be a little bit looser than maybe Trinity is used to being today. But Rob, I'll catch you up on that. Rob was to preach tonight and lead worship this morning, but Olivia, his daughter, had surgery this morning at 9 a.m. with an abscess behind a tonsil. Very painful, but she did go through that well. Those of you at 8:30, we knew that was at 9 o'clock. And so she will have her tonsils out on December the 4th. And they, after the surgery today, they were able to let her go home about 4 o'clock. And so, praise the Lord. I mean, she'll be back in Tuscaloosa, Lord willing, on Tuesday for school. And so tonight this is funny because we had Aaron to sing, Aaron Patterson Joy. And Jay Joy is a minister at Young Meadows and a good friend of all of ours. Married Joy and Aaron Patterson. Daughter of Ed and Beverly, and Ed is playing tonight, and she's singing. Then she was not going to be able to sing, and we planned a baptism, and then we had the baptism with Aaron here, and now as of about an hour ago, we're not having the baptism. So we can laugh about that, but the serious part of it is that Andrew, we were going to have the Alexander baptism tonight, and there were a lot of reasons for that I was going to explain, but I'll forego that. But Andrew had to go in the hospital herself today, and so her blood pressure was about 183/100, and they were going to admit her. When I last had contact with Todd, if that continued, but so our prayer is that it won't, and she can go home. But they got a lot of family here. They were going to be here for the baptism and all too. So if you'll oblige me just a moment to say, and I know it's true for everybody. We always talk about pain in every pew and that we all have so many struggles, but I think it's good for you probably to know, when the staff has had a lot going on. And, 2 weeks ago, I threw my back out, and that's the first time in 10 years. I had surgery 10 years ago. And very successful, praise the Lord. And then I was back to where I was 10 years ago, for almost, really until this very morning almost. And then, I got a stomach bug, in the midst of that, which is absolute misery to have that and your back out and be in the backseat of your car driving back from Oxford. So I'll spare you any more details of that. And then, I have a condition my dad had, my sister has, and it's a matter of your heart just catches up with itself occasionally. Some of you may have that, but I don't have it often. And my doctor said, if you're working out and it happens, just stop working out and all that. Well, when I was leading the prayer time at Covenant Presbyterian this last Wednesday, it just was going crazy. I mean, it was so much. And then it happened again Wednesday night in Trinity Hall when I was leading that prayer meeting. So not to make too much over Satan and his attacks, but there have been just a number of things, and I want to protect the staff. I don't want to call them out by name, but there have been fainting spells. Blackouts, for one. There's been shingles. There's been Andrea now. There's been spouses. Betsy's been in and out of fever and weak. We had something that just left us kind of weak. I don't know if you've had that as well. You always hear these things like, well, that's going around. We've had a lot of that. People tell us, well, that's just going around. And even one of our staff members driving out of town lately had to just stop and get out of the car twice because of just feeling sort of weak and sort of claustrophobic. I mean, and I think I'm leaving some of it out, but it's just, I want you to know that. I mean, please pray for the staff and just those things that are going well. I feel like Satan has been very much, trying to attack us. And possibly even because of the way today has gone, and again, this, look what he's done. And then the power in worship. Other things that have gone on in our lives this week, too, with the church, three of our members lost jobs Wednesday and Thursday. And it's just hard for all of us. I don't usually lose sleep that often. And then Betsy was asking me on Wednesday night, you seem sad or whatever it was. And I said, it's those men that lost their jobs. You know, you just think about them at home and what they're thinking about for the future. And lots going on. So pain in every pew. And we're about to spend about 30 minutes in prayer. And when we've done this before, if you've been here, we've set aside the fifth Sunday nights to pray for revival. And we'll do it somewhat similar to that. But tonight, I have what I had Wednesday night, and these are the nine devotionals and prayer guides that they were using at Covenant Presbyterian Church here in Montgomery. Lee Bloodworth, their minister, did a great job putting these together. And so on Wednesday night, we went through all nine and prayed silently. And what I'll just do tonight is just, we'll see how the time goes. What it will look like, only one time am I going to stress that we only give thanksgiving and adoration. Okay, a lot of times when we've done this, we go through the four or five, you know, we just go through praise, adoration, confession. But we'll only do that one time tonight, and that'll be the first time we pray where we'll ask just praise and adoration. And then after that, we'll just open it up. Whoever wants to pray, confession, even if you want to stand up and read a scripture or any kind of prayer that you want to lead us in. We are emphasizing the nation, our country, and the election. But again, as the Lord leads you to pray. But tonight, the one difference in what we've done before, I've often said to you, don't be afraid of the silence. Just let it be quiet and everybody be still. But tonight, I'm going to allow the silence to be what guides me here. So if it is silent for a little bit longer than normal, I'm going to go into another devotional and scripture. So I'll just be reading a lot of that. Some are quotes, and then a lot of them are just scriptures. So I hope that makes sense. I'll guide you through it anyway as we go. I'd really like to start with Lee's first devotional that he really just writes about our country. And then this will lead us into a quote by Matthew Henry. America is truly an exceptional nation, but she is exceptional because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has blessed her abundantly. She is exceptional because of His grace. God led us into this land. He planted it by those seeking religious freedom and opportunity. He has blessed us with material abundance, natural resources, jobs, and industry and well-being. Out of His blessing, we have been a blessing to the world with a witness to eternal life through Jesus Christ and temporal jobs and assistance. We have fed and clothed more of the world in times of need than any nation in the history of civilization. God has led us through times of testing that revealed what was in our hearts. Sometimes He revealed unbelief and hypocrisy, greed and hatred and bitterness. Sometimes He revealed a depth of compassion and charity for those in desperate need. Times of testing have often brought us closer together as we bore one another's burdens and stood by others in their loss and tragedy. America has been a blessing to the world because God has freely blessed us with the gospel of Jesus Christ and His free grace. Matthew Henry says, this is our call to prayer tonight. Let us now lift up our hearts along with our eyes and hands to God in the heavens. Let us stir ourselves up to take hold of God as we seek His face. Let us give Him the glory due His name. Let us now worship God who is a spirit, in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking these kinds of people to worship Him. And by the way, all nine of these will be available on a table in the foyer and out here tomorrow and Tuesday. The sanctuary is going to be open all day for anybody who wants to come and go to pray. So let's go to prayer now. And as the Lord leads you, if you'll be sure to stand and speak out, face more of the congregation perhaps, and just make sure everyone can hear you. And right now, this is, again, the only time it's specific, adoration and thanksgiving, okay? No confession, no petitions. Let's just praise Him and thank Him, okay? As we move to a different kind of prayer, you can keep your heads bowed if you wish. But in Exodus 17, we read, the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Some commentary, without Moses' prayers, Joshua would never have succeeded in this battle. Without Joshua's strength, Moses' prayers would never have routed the Amalekites. It's a mutual harmony between the power of God sought in prayer, displayed in courageous combat. It's not either or, but both and, both prayer and action. Prayer without action is presumption. Action without prayer is unbelief. Prayer is as much a part of the battle as wielding the sword. Wielding the sword is as dependent upon God for victory as prayer is. Randy Pope challenges Christians to attempt something so great for God that unless he is in it, it is doomed to failure. And the father of modern missions, William Carey, said, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. So with that, we open it up to what, however the Lord leads, to, that we might be like Aaron and Hur, that we're the ones holding up Moses' hands. Adoration, thanksgiving, confession, and petition, again, as the Lord leads. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You're exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name.
Assurance and hope, Fox News, and not in your name.
Father, we wish you would raise up a younger, new generation that have convictions and who love truth and who have great gifts and even gifts in governance, and that you will use them soon and in the future, we pray. I would remind us of the ministry of Jesus, and when blind Bartimaeus cried out and the others were telling him to be quiet and that he was a fool, Bartimaeus was relentless. He was determined. He would not let Jesus pass by without receiving the blessing that he sought. And Jesus heard and rewarded him. He went home seeing because he would not let go until God gave him the blessing that he sought. Sort of our struggle in prayer like that, that we be relentless in our prayer. And there's an example that Isaiah gives us when he's praying for the nation of Israel for revival. In Isaiah 62, it says, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet. Till her righteousness shines like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth." Again, let's just keep pleading and pleading before the Lord. Our God, we do continue to bow down before you and praise you for the time that you've given us tonight, as Helen prayed. It's sad conditions as to why the day was the way it was, but it's wonderful that you have gathered us together to remind us, even this morning being preached, to bear one another's burdens and to hear one another pray tonight, to hopefully leave the sanctuary emboldened and encouraged in the Lord Jesus. I would ask that you bless these individuals who've come out to pray tonight. I know they didn't come here to be rewarded, per se, and they're not looking for that, but I ask you to bring this back on them 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, and encouraging them in their faith, their walk with you, their prayer lives. Thank you for young and older alike offering up prayers tonight. We praise you for, when we go into this week, for truth, that Jesus is the truth, that only the truth can set us free. We long for this revival that we have cried out for tonight. We cry out continually for the blood of the children, that blood cries out, and we pray for, when we see revival, we long to see the end of the death of children in the womb. As we mentioned this morning, though, too, Father, euthanasia and other things that are becoming commonplace or about to be. God, and then we, something we've not prayed for tonight, but that we just lift up again, is this racial harmony, and remembering that we had one Father in Adam, and that we have one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and in heaven we're one people, and that there is one church today, and that we would, starting at Trinity Presbyterian Church, God, and the other churches that are represented here, where we see all colors, all races made in the image of God. And then again, Father, that you just cleanse us from all our sin. Again, thank you for our time tonight. Hear us, O God, and act. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. What we're going to do is spend two more minutes in prayer, two solid minutes in silence, which sometimes can seem a little long when it's 2 minutes, but 2 minutes in silence. That 2 minutes will be broken by the solo. The solo is going to be Jesus, I Come. Listen carefully to the words. See if this isn't your testimony, as Aaron sings, and then we'll have the benediction and we'll be dismissed. So, 2 minutes of silence.
Jesus, I come into thy freedom, gladness, and light. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my sickness and into thy health, out of my wanting and into thy wealth, out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my shameful failure and loss, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come into thy glorious gain of thy cross, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of our sorrows and into thy balm, out of life's storms and into thy calm, out of distress into jubilant psalm, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of unrest and arrogant pride, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come into thy blessed will to abide, Jesus, I come to thee. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of the fear and dread of the tomb, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come into the joy and light of thy home, Jesus, I come to thee. Jesus, I come to thee. Jesus, I come to
stand. And I would invite you, without binding your conscience, but anyone who would like to just lift their palms up to God and receive His benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.